Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Welcome, welcome. You got to love the music here on this Awaken virtual conference. Thank you. Thank you for all of you joining this room. I'm Giovanni Ramirez, career coach for over 12 years. But today, I'm going to talk about something very technical. I'm used to doing a lot of motivational speaking. I'm used to doing a lot of inspirational, even emotional, taking people to the dark side. But you know what? We're going to go into concepts that I talk with my clients today. So I'm super, super excited. And it all starts back in the day in 2006, right? So I'm in this boardroom with my CEO and I'm telling him, I don't think I can stay here. I don't think I can stay here. You see, I was in this boardroom with the CEO of my company, my director, and I'm having my annual performance review. And, you know, they're talking about, you know, how well I did throughout the year. There's very little critical feedback, a lot of praise and, you know, a nice bonus attached to it. And here I am. Telling my boss that I don't think I can stay here. You see, the next level up in the company was a huge pay jump. And, you know, I just didn't see any room to grow. And the CEO was obviously taken aback because he's like, why is this employee saying he's going to leave me? And he had the chutzpah to say that to my face, right? So he was taken aback a little bit. And then what he said next, you know, changed everything. So he said, you know, I don't think you need to leave here. Every business has opportunities. Look for them and try to address them. And so that changed everything for me. You know, I accepted the challenge and I accepted that there were opportunities that perhaps I wasn't looking for that I could create something in, right? You see, what I didn't know, it was that Ted, the CEO of this company I worked with, that, you know, we had created immense success for that time being, but we could have gone further. I didn't know he had planted the seed of intrapreneurship, not entrepreneurship, but intrapreneurship. And within 2 years after that meeting, or a little bit less actually, I had become the director of closings for the company. I had my own war room to close assets. We went from closing double the deals. We also, you know, created efficiencies and we became number one in the Northeast as a broker in our particular industry. And so Ted had planted the seed of entrepreneurship and that had changed everything for me. And so that's what I has become a big staple, a big like spine for my clients in my career coaching practice. And it's something that I really tried for them to embody. So what is entrepreneurship, right? It sounds a little bit weird, right? So entrepreneurship, it's like it says, something from external, but entrepreneurship is something from within, right? So entrepreneurship is the ability to take those key traits that make entrepreneurs successful and bring them inside of a corporation, inside of an organization in order to achieve success within there, right? And the nice thing about this talk is that if you're an entrepreneur and you want to start all over because your business failed, heck, entrepreneurship might be the way to go. You're not taking on a lot of risk because your capital isn't necessarily on the line. And as an entrepreneur, you are seeking for those intrapreneurs, those people that are going to take your organization to the next level, right? And so we're going to talk about how people can use those key traits, creativity, problem solving, and you know, looking for solutions and how they can use those in an organization. So if you're an entrepreneur, these are the traits, these are the things that you want your employees to do. And if you are in a career, these are 6 or 7 bullets that you want to embody in order to fast track your career and lead to those big paydays, bonuses, you know, promotions and divisions that you can run, right? So let's talk about the first thing that an entrepreneur could potentially do, an intrapreneur, sorry. entrepreneurs look for opportunities, right? It's a big thing. So opportunities within an organization. Is there a new product that the company can create? Is there a new division or a regional office that could be opened, right? Is there an untapped market somewhere? Entrepreneurs look for those opportunities, right? Your job is to spot it as an entrepreneur, research it deeply, and then pitch it to management, right? And here's the cool thing. If you pitch it to management, you can say, hey, I did all the research. I stood up all the pillars. I would like to lead this thing, right? And guess what? They might actually go for it. I know it because it's happened to my career multiple times in the financial industry. And so that's how one way an entrepreneur can create opportunities in an organization and become a higher player within the organization, all right? The second thing is you are going to leverage the company's resources, right? So this is the nice thing about being an entrepreneur is that your capital is not at risk. You know, it's not your money. The money comes from the organization, right? So your job is to take calculated risks. Your job is to use the company's balance sheet to create opportunities, right? So you can go out there and find opportunities, and you know that the money is there in order to fund these projects and see them all the way through to completion or to create new opportunities. Heck, a whole new workforce could be hired and people could be hired underneath you because you're looking for opportunities and you're leveraging the balance sheet of the corporation. And here's the nice thing. Hey, if that does not succeed, your capital again was not on the line. So you are able to, it's a blip. Maybe it's a performance review. Maybe the company just accepts it because, hey, you got to try things in an organization. You got to, you know, beat your competitors. And so for you, it's a growing thing. You get to learn while not putting your capital and ultimately your livelihood at risk, right? So that's one way to be an entrepreneur. It's leveraging the company's balance sheet. All right. So the next thing is an entrepreneur does is raising your hand for big problems, okay? There's a lot of times when there's meetings occurring, right? There's a boardroom. There's a weekly, meeting with all the company members. And what happens, people bring up problems that are occurring. You know, this thing is not working. This process is failing. Sales are declining, right? So that's the time when you can say, I got to put myself on the line and I got to raise my hand. You got to raise your hand. But here's the thing, raise your hand for big opportunities, opportunities that management is going to notice you, right? Because there are little things that we can fix, but that can bog down your time. And it's okay if you can use those for educational purposes and also to put yourself on the radar. But if there's a big, scary problem and no one notices it, or people are speaking about it and no one's trying to address it at the level, you raise your hand and it can be quite scary, but that's the opportunity for you to get noticed by management, by the directors, by whoever owns the company. And that puts you on a fast track to bonuses, promotions, raises, to running divisions, you name it. You're going to hear that a lot from me today. All right, number four, okay? This one's a little tricky, but entrepreneurs build cross-functional bridges, okay? So you have to see that you have to partner up with other departments, right? So that's going into sales meeting and seeing how sales are handling things, right? If you're in operations, you can go into sales. You can figure out what marketing is doing, right? And then you can start connecting the dots. Is there a software that's going to bridge the sales systems and the marketing system so that they coordinate and work better together? You know, is there a process that's really causing a lot of grind and conflict between two departments? And how can you address it by getting to know what that other department is doing, right? So entrepreneurs go and bridge those gaps. Those gaps, like I said earlier, those are opportunities. So you go to other departments, you get to know them deeply, and you connect all the dots. And what happens when you know all the dots or get to know multiple dots in an organization, you get to understand the bigger picture. You get to understand the bigger mission. And then that makes you take greater opportunities, and you can leverage that as well. All right. So those bridges, you'll get noticed. You'll get noticed by multiple departments as well. Hey, Jim over here helped us solve this inefficiency. Hey, Scott over here helped us increase sales by 20%, noticing that we weren't following up with our clients effectively, right? Great ways to really increase your career and get it fast tracking, right? Okay, point number five, champions innovate from the ground up, okay? So what does that mean? A lot of times the upper management, the board, you know, the owner, they're busy with the big picture items. They don't necessarily see all the inefficiencies that are occurring at the bottom end of things, right? So it's your job to figure out what are the little inefficiencies, the little things that are impacting the entire organization, that if they can be addressed altogether, they would be cause a big fluid system so the company can succeed or exceed or even excel and outperform their competitors, right? So if you're able to address those inefficiencies and figure out a way how to document them, how to get them on the radar to the owners, company management, the board, there you go again. You're addressing things from the ground up, right? You're a champion of innovation from the ground up, all right? So this is definitely a good way and probably the easiest way, I would say, to address entrepreneurship, because we're all dealing with little nuances on a daily basis. I worked at a hedge fund before, and they spoke about how much pain are you dealing with on a daily basis? Pain meaning little things that cause you to, you know, not feel like it's smooth, right? Those little pain points, believe it or not, there are opportunities, all right? Point number six, an entrepreneur mentors and they multiply talent, okay? So your job may not be to train anyone. That may not be in your job description, okay? But if you see an opportunity to train someone, to get them going faster, to build some leadership skills in a new coworker, a colleague, someone in a different department, you can mentor them and build them up. That's a great way, because if they're scaling up, usually that person gets to scale up with you. They get to bring you up as well. And you create partnership, you create alliances in an organization. If someone was at the bottom of the totem pole and you had raised them to mid-level management, you better believe they're going to have an alliance with you, because they are going to be looking after your career just like you looked after them. You scratch my back, I will scratch yours, right? Multiply talent. Figure out how there's opportunities to help someone learn a skill set that you have to learn, maybe on your own, but that helps fast track them, which should eventually fast track you even further. And if everyone's been trained by you, what happens? You become the office oracle. Who doesn't want to be the person that everybody goes to for that solution, that creativity, because you learned the entire organization, right? So multiply talent. Look for ways to train. Heck, ask your manager, hey, would you mind if I, with the skill sets I have, if I get appointed to train all the new hires, right? You can ask for things like that. And of course, heck, everyone's going to be loyal to you so long as you're a great leader and also a great trainer. Okay, point number seven here is my absolute favorite. So I'm going to go like deep on this one, okay? And I'm going to even lower my voice, because I really want you guys to understand this. You know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs here, and obviously you're an owner of your business, right? There's that ownership mentality, right? This is your baby, right? As an entrepreneur, this is your baby. This is you're watering your plants. You're giving it life. You are building your brick by brick. You're creating something, right? And a lot of times if you go into an organization, you don't go with that approach. You know, it's just a job. It's just a paycheck. It's a way for me to pay the mortgage, right? No, if you really want to create opportunities for yourself, guys, you got to have ownership mentality in that organization. You got to walk in that building like your capital is on the line. Remember, it's not, you know, but psychologically, you got to walk in there with that power, with that energy. So how can I make this business grow as if I owned it? How can I make this business succeed as if I were the founder? how can I make my workforce feel great and happy to come in and happy to apply 110% of their efforts? That's that ownership mentality. You know, so think about the customers as them being your own. Think about the product as if you had developed it personally. You know, spend the money as if it were your own, right? Don't just because the company gives you a gigantic budget doesn't mean you got to get the fancy schmancy desks. You know, at the end of the day, if you have efficiencies, you could eventually turn those into bonuses or different ways the company can go ahead and reinvest those funds to become bigger and greater. You know, with good leadership at the top, leadership will reward those players. They will notice when you have an ownership mentality. I can tell you, every business I've ever gone to work for, whether starting my career as a temp, whether I worked in retail in college, whether I delivered newspapers at the age of 7, I was an owner of that business. I was an owner of that responsibility. And you will get noticed. That energy, when you show up in the workplace with that kind of energy, you 100% will get noticed. And let me tell you, if that employer, if that public company is not, you go find somewhere else, because I guarantee you that someone is going to give you opportunities when you approach a business in that sense. All right. And that's it. You carry that ownership mentality, like your bosses are their partners, and that shift changes. Those owners will invest in you. I've seen it personally. I've gotten the bonuses, the performance bonuses, because above all the other, my colleagues, because I approach life, because I approach business in that sense. And again, I'm going deep on this one because ownership will be the shift. Out of all these bullets, ownership mentality establishes the energy going forward, right? And so I'm here to tell you guys that entrepreneurship is a great path to freedom, right? And it gives you beautiful skill sets for entrepreneurship as well. But I want to tell you, this entrepreneurship is that overlooked sexy cousin of entrepreneurship, right? It's the fast track to promotions, raises, bonuses, and career changing opportunities, right? And here's the bonus that I mentioned. When you're ready to start your own business, what do you think is going to happen? You know, you have all these skill sets, you've set up processes, addressed inefficiencies, got new divisions created new marketing opportunities, created change, increased sales, right? You got skill sets, you got the confidence. You now have the playbook to go on and start your own business, right? You have it. And guess what? Because you've got those raises, now you have the capital. Now you have your startup capital. You have your runway. You have all the ability to go start your own business. And you're probably going to be more likely be successful on your first or second attempt at entrepreneurship because you have the playbook, because you have the confidence, because you have the experience, right? If you go straight to entrepreneurship, I'll tell you, I'm a serial entrepreneur as well, even though I have a career and I've taken some hits, because I jumped straight into it out of high school. But had I done with the skill set that I have now, you know, I've been able to stand up a few online businesses, right? Because I have the playbook. I have the operational know-how. I know how to treat customers. And I know how to address when there's an inefficiency and go into the weeds, into the numbers to figure out where we can pivot and change, right? So, yes. So I don't want to, so, you know, if you're in your career right now, you know, if you're like kind of stuck, you know, this is the way to go. This is how I work with my clients, you know, on top of building resumes, teaching interviewing skills, which I love. I love teaching people how to interview and connect. You got to connect in those interview settings to create relationships, right? So they could take a chance on you, right? So you don't wait for opportunities to knock. As an entrepreneur inside an organization, you create them. You tear down walls, you go in there and you totally like bombshell the place with your energy, with your creativity, with your innovation, all right? Don't be afraid to take calculated risks, okay? And don't shy away from raising your hand, you know? Because honestly, guys, when you think like an entrepreneur inside an organization, you're setting yourself up for financial freedom. I'll repeat that. When you think like an entrepreneur inside of an organization, you're setting yourself up for financial freedom. Financial freedom with a little bit more stability. Yes, you may have a cap. Like an entrepreneur has no cap conceptually, right? But you're setting yourself up for financial freedom in a safe way without putting it all on the line, okay? Taking calculated risks, strategically thinking, finding gaps, finding opportunities, all right? You're not leaving your security behind, okay? And again, entrepreneurship is just around the corner when you're applying yourself, all right? So think this through, right? Is there anyone in your life that these 6 to 7 bullets can help out? Is there anyone that you know that needs ownership mentality? Is there anyone that you know that is stuck in their career? This is the path, right? With a little bit of confidence, with a little bit of push, with a little bit of flow, opportunities are there for everyone. The universe is sending signals out. It sends signals out and it's asking people to step up. You know, it doesn't matter how big the company is. It doesn't matter how small the company is. You can create opportunities. And let's talk about small, because this sounds a little bit like it's for big companies. So before I leave here, I wanna give an idea to how this can work in a small company. Let's say there's a small company, plumbery, right? Small shop, 50 clients. You're an admin or you're a plumber, right? You can go to that owner and say, hey, I'd like to go in on you. And this is actually a cross between entrepreneurship and entrepreneurship. You know, hey, Jim, you've owned this business for 20 years. I think there's an opportunity to increase it. Why don't we find another company to buy and increase our workforce and increase our client base, and we'll, you know, reduce workforce and create it operational efficient, right? Maybe the owner never thought in that sense, right? Maybe you even say, heck, if this succeeds, you know, I want some skin in the game, right? Or that bonus I get at the end of the year, let's apply it and I get shares in this new company, right? Different ways outside the box of your traditional ways. Think of it as also investing, right? Entrepreneurship is an investment at the end of the day. It's an investment in time. It's an investment in efforts. And so entrepreneurship is a map to financial freedom, not putting your security on the line and knowing that full steam ahead, opportunities await you. And so thank you so much for listening to this talk here. I'm Giovanni Ramirez. You can find me on Instagram at The World of Gio. You can find me at GiovanniRamirez.com. That's Giovanni with a Y. And I'm here to serve. I'm here to help individuals really scale up their income, feel confident about their careers, and really create a backbone of opportunities so they could go out and succeed. So thank you again. It's been a pleasure to be part of the Awaken Conference. I'm so happy that I've got to hear everyone speak today and got to partake in such a beautiful organization like the CLA as a member, to come here and inspire you all and to get inspired and motivated by all these speakers and sharing in this gift, in this beautiful way to be together. So thank you again, everyone.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.